Originals, Originals, découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Beta Série, partenaire média du Festival de télévision Monte Carlo 2024.
Bonjour, nous sommes en direct du Festival de télévision de Monte Carlo, dont Beta Série est à nouveau partenaire pour cette édition 2024. J'ai le plaisir d'interviewer ce matin Florian Wensch, qui est le créateur de la série en compétition Helgoland 513. Welcome, Florian, on Beta Series.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations for the nomination there in this festival. What is Helgoland and why is it 513? So everything starts in 2034, but what's going on in this series?
Well, it is a dystopian drama series set on a little German island known as Helgoland, which is a real island. But of course, everything we are talking about is fiction, and it is a show about a society that is like trying to survive, trying to thrive, actually. But also, it's a society that is driven by fear, and that is like trying to get rid of its weakest elements to get forward.
So you have an apocalypse, so they are closed, or it's an isolated island?
Yes, it is a post-apocalyptic themed show, and we had a virus outbreak, a global pandemic, which maybe some people might know about. But we have a very different virus, and our people on this island try to shut off the island. They try to stay isolated so that the virus cannot catch up to the island, yes.
Right, so many elements. Before we go into more details, when did you have this idea? Is it alone? I mean, did you pitch that then to a producer, or how did it work? Because you're the creator, right?
Yeah, I'm one of the creators together with Veronica Prefer and Robert Trenke. And it was a longer development story. I pitched it back in my film school days to my student colleague Veronica. And then we pitched our idea to the UFA Fiction Company. And then Robert Trenke was interested. And after he came on board, we created our series Bible and created all our screenplays. And then luckily Sky came on board, and then we were ready to shoot.
So it has been a collective writing. Did you carry a specific subject? Because there are many themes in this series, and it's a long series. So can you tell us a bit how you got yourself organized, I mean, between the three of you?
It was a great teamwork, I have to say. I think we all had like the same ideas, and we were interested in the same stuff. But it was mostly about scarcity of resources is like the main theme, I would say, but also like a society that is driven by fear, and also about the idea that humans are able to justify very bad things just to get done, and we try to pinpoint that out in our series. Yeah.
So there is, and not spoiling from episode one at the very beginning, there is a rule, a strange and awful rule on these islands, and the baseline of the series is Jedes Leben zählt, every life counts, toutes les vies comptent. So what is this rule, which is quite a fundamental, plot, narrative, elements in the plot?
Yeah, the idea is that on our island, 513 people can survive. So that means that if there is like a baby is born and there's like a 514 people, then one person has to go. And this is quite hard. And then the people on the island, the society has to decide who is the most, let's say, useless person on the island. And this person has actually to die.
And this, so with a system of points, evaluation of people.
Yeah, it's like a huge social ranking.
But it's a social ranking, but you don't have a lot of technologies. It's in 2034, but we don't see screens. It's a bit like a retro futurist show, or how you call that?
Yeah, I would say it's a retro futuristic show. Well, the idea was that, it's like 15 years in the future, and that they cannot they cannot repair so many things. And then we thought, okay, which would be the things that would still work, that would be easy to maintain? And then we kind of went back and we were okay, it must be a society that is like step back, but these things they can maintain themselves without help from the outside.
So probably you did write it during the COVID times a bit, and now it's also a lot about war and fear of losing our democracy in Europe and all this subject. This is all also the core subject of the series, how to rule people, how to accept rules from the society. Were you influenced by the news or by some existing series, books, films to write Helgoland?
Well, actually, mostly I would say by the news of the time from 2015 on, when there was like this, in Germany we call it like the refugee crisis, mm-hmm. which were very powerful and sad images, and I think this was like the starting point. And then Germany, people changed a little bit and there was like a huge divide, and people were also during COVID driven by fear, and we wanted to show how this society would develop that is mostly driven by fear. But this is actually, you cannot see it in the first episodes, but everything will work out in the end, and we will see how the society changed.
You have it's very cinematographic as well, because when people die, there is some kind of a ceremony. I will not spoil, but from the very beginning, you are in a specific universe. Did you have some recommendation for the DOP or for the director to have also some kind of a scenography, how to put that in place? How do you represent the arena? How you film it?
Well, I mean, we have the great director, Robert Schwenke. He's super experienced, and he has done so many big movies. And I think from the beginning on, he really knew how to capture these intense series, how to put it into images. And I think he was quite sure what to do from the beginning on.
Yeah, we can feel that. It's very homogeneous in what you tell and what we see. In terms of casting, you have many people, because this island is, I mean, you have 513 people. One of them is Alexander Felling, who plays, you know, a very important guy that has to be on the list somewhere. I'm not spoiling. Did you have the cast in mind already, or did it come after the writing?
I know it came after the writing. I mean, everything was developing quite a lot, so it was not like we were writing for someone in the beginning, but we were super happy that we could get these great actors. But on the other hand, I think it was like that Robert Schwenke, he has like long working relationships with some actors, and I think in the back of his mind, he knew earlier than us who he was thinking about, but actually I think we just cast who we thought would be right for the roles, yes.
Of course. Is it a series? It's 10 episodes, right?
Or seven.
Seven episodes.
Seven.
Okay. So seven episodes. Is it at the end, you know, do we expect a season two, or is it a miniseries and the story is covered in these seven episodes?
Very good question. Well, in the end, I mean, we tell our stories in the seven episodes, but, you know, we also give like hints for the future, so I'd say there is like some unfinished business.
Okay, so you leave the door open.
We would love to do another show, or another season, yes, of course.
Before we leave, apart from Helgoland, what series would you recommend us to watch these days?
Oh, very good question. Well. Oh my God, I love so many different shows. So
yeah, it's a difficult question.
I'm one who's like into everything, actually. Just from what I saw, last thing I saw actually was the news, the Bridgerton season, which I liked a lot, I have to say. Yeah. But maybe this is something completely different than Helgoland. But of course, just when you think about influences and something which everybody always mentions, and what I really, really like is also like the Black Mirror, for example, which is also
coming back to dystopia.
Coming back to dystopia, and I think there will be new episodes out soon.
So we're looking forward to watch that, and Bridgerton effectively is in the tops already on Beta Series. So thank you so much, Florian. Very interesting. Again, we cross finger for tonight at the award ceremony. We wish you good luck, and maybe we have you soon on Beta Series for another project of yours. Thank you so much. Vielen Dank.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Originals, découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Beta Série, partenaire média du Festival de télévision Monte Carlo 2024.